The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You're welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. And we are coming to you live today. Yes. That is the exhaust of a car, because I've escaped the studio, I've escaped the country, and if you're just tuning in, we're coming to you from Austin in Texas. We are here for the next 2 days, and then we're in Boston, Massachusetts on Thursday, Friday. The reason we're here is with Ireland Gateway to Europe. You'll have heard a little bit about them later in the show. We're going to be talking about those guys, and with those guys, there's some really exciting work happening over here over the next few days as well. But like I say, we've escaped our studio in Austin. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, is with me. We are on the Congress Bridge, Congress Avenue Bridge, Bat Bridge, as they call it. Jess, what's going to happen here in the next few minutes?
Bats, apparently. I thought when you said we were going to go out and see Austin, we might go to a line dancing bar, we might get some cowboy boots. No, we're out here like toddlers waiting for Batman to come along.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited by this. 1.5 million bats are going to appear from under this bridge. They're underneath us as we speak, Jess.
I'm going to be like hiding behind you. I'm so freaked out about this. I don't know why we're doing it. But it should be noted, we're not the only people here. Like, it's a bit drizzly and there are tons of people. And there's even people out in the water. I can see like 4 or 5 boats in front of me, all waiting to see these bats. And apparently, this is all accidental. So this bridge that we're standing on was built in 1980. It was just done as a functional thing. The engineers didn't realise that they were going to save a ton of bats, who now come out and clean up the city because they eat thousands of mosquitoes and other gross little bugs. But like, my heart rate is about 97 at the moment because of the anticipation of seeing the bats. I'm not a bat person.
1.5 million, about 10 metric tons of insects they're going to eat when they go out. Every night this happens at sunset. The warning is, don't touch any of them, or don't let them touch you because they might have rabies, Jess. That's a little public health warning for yourself there, in case you weren't nervous enough already. But yeah, Jess is right. The place is absolutely packed. There's those river galleys out on the Colorado River and the Lady Bird Lake. There are people kayaking waiting for the bats. There are scores of people. So while we wait for the bats, I'm going to catch up with a few of the other punters who are here on the bridge and maybe get some recommendations, find out where they're from and get some recommendations of what we could and should do in the great city of Austin, Texas. Where are you guys from?
I'm from Southern California.
And I'm from Austin.
So this is, you know exactly what you're about to experience here.
Yeah, yes.
You've seen this before.
Yes.
Have you?
No, this is my first time. I'm pretty excited.
Oh, yeah. So what can we expect?
I mean, literally, you're just going to, can I cuss? You're just going to get a crap ton of bats.
That's not a curse. You guys are going to be a different standard of cursing.
Some people, that's a cuss word. So, you know, yeah, just crap ton of bats.
We're only after getting here, so you're going to have to be a little bit of a guide for us. What else should we do in the city?
So we just went and had tacos at 10 to 10, so that's pretty good. It's like in a little alleyway. Definitely check out Zilker Park because that's like one of our bigger parks. They have usually like a train ride, but right now it's like down. They're fixing it. And they have ACL there typically, so it's a really big park. We're really big on parks.
Driscoll was really awesome. Yeah, apparently it's haunted, but
what is it?
It's just like this really historic hotel. There's a bar. It's pretty nice. It's, I guess, a building the way they used to make them. So it's beautiful architecture. Gorgeous, like granite countertops in the bathroom. I don't know why I'm saying that, but like that caught my attention, right?
What did you like most about Austin? Well, I said the bathrooms were just amazing.
I just love Austin because of the people, honestly. Like, everybody's super welcoming, like very friendly. Like,
is it a unique city in Texas?
Yes, I would say so. Yeah, like, so we met him last year at CODA, and now he came down here and we're like friends now. So yeah,
nice.
Yeah, for the MotoGP that they were having out there. So we met out there, and then this year we did it together pretty much. And then so now we're just friends and we're showing him around and stuff like that. So
enjoy the bats.
Yeah, and enjoying the bats if it hopefully doesn't start pouring on us.
Beautiful.
They said 9 o'clock,
there.
Okay?
Yeah,
so yeah. We'll see.
So where are you guys from?
We're from Whittier, California.
Okay, so you're here to see the bats.
We're here to see the bats. Flew all the way here.
Just to see the bats.
Just to see the bats, yeah.
Yeah, you're flying off straight after.
And then we're leaving after, yeah.
So have you been here long, though, in Austin?
We're actually going to be here for the week. Yeah, we came in a couple days ago, and we'll be here till next Sunday.
What brings you to Austin?
Family friend, her sister's birthday, and we've never been, so.
What do you think of the place?
So far, so good. We like it. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
So have you got recommendations? We've only just arrived as well. We're looking for recommendations.
Go down 6th Street for good music and drinks. And other than that, I mean, I don't know. Go up to Waco for the Magnolia's Farm. And
we went to San Antonio the other day for the Alamo, to go see the Alamo. And we're going to go to New Orleans in a couple days. So.
You wouldn't have Davy Crockett hats on now with the rain coming.
No, we left those at home.
Listen, enjoy the bats, guys.
Thank you.
So where are you from?
Originally from London, but I live in San Diego now.
All right, okay. So you're a little closer to home for me. Yeah. We're over from Ireland.
Yes.
So how long have you been in San Diego?
37 years.
Oh, wow. You still have the London accent?
Not very much of it, though.
Whenever
I go home, people say, oh, you're an American. I say, no, I'm not. But this has been a bucket list for years.
To come and see the bats?
No, to come to Austin. You come to Austin for the blues and the barbecue and the booze. And the bats are a sideline. It all starts with B, so that's it.
You know, I didn't know anything about the bats until the flight over and someone told me I had to come down here and see it. So it was all those other things I was coming for.
Well, okay. She said 6th. This afternoon we went to a place called Casino El Camino, which is like a real dive bar.
Yeah.
And he made two drinks for us that were like, okay, I'm ready to go back and sleep. The blues clubs around here, there's this great place called Alphonse's. Anywhere. I mean, you just walk down 6th and there's just music everywhere.
Yeah.
And barbecue.
Right, Jess, I'm back. Got some great recommendations there from people. I'd say we're just in the last few moments, I'd say, before the bats arrive. Are you excited?
No.
Absolutely. Ah, you are.
No, I'm nervous.
Jess says she's not excited. She looks decidedly unexcited, but I don't believe her. I think she's lying. You're definitely excited. How couldn't you be? 1.5 million bats.
What if they take my phone?
What if they take? Spoken like a true technology correspondent. Right, we've now been here for well over an hour, and I think Jess Kelly is the happiest woman in Austin, because apparently, after waiting for an hour, we thought to actually Google this, the bats don't like rain.
I think their sonar hearing picked up my anxiety levels. They were like, do you know what? Not today, lads. Not today. You're grand. And I'm so relieved they didn't come out to play.
Yeah, they literally didn't. So we're standing on Bat Bridge. It's on all the guidebooks. You can buy t-shirts at the gift shop with bats on it. There's apparently 1.5 million of them under my feet. 1.5 million bats about a foot away from me on the other side of the tarmac. And we haven't seen a single one because they don't like to come out when it's a bit windy or a bit wet. And it's a bit blustery and there's a few expectorations from the clouds. And that's about it. So that was it. That was literally a damp squib. My God. Anyway, better success, we hope, with the recommendations we got from some of the people who were here on the bridge. We're almost the last people here. Better success, like I say, with the what was it? The beer, the barbecue, and the blues.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.